Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 90 Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book in Playing to Win: How Strategy Really Works. A.G. Laifley, former CEO of Procter & Gamble, pairs up with strategic advisor Roger Martin to unveil the strategies that have made P&G a global leader in the market. Published in 2013, this book serves as a masterclass in strategy, providing insights into the practical frameworks and methodologies that can drive a business to success. Through the rich storytelling of Laifley's experiences at P&G and supported by Martin's analytical prowess, readers are presented with the essential principles of winning in the competitive marketplace. The text is a blend of real-world examples, professional narratives, and strategic imperatives that lay down the blueprint for any organization aiming to achieve a dominant position in their industry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the five-step strategy model, at the heart of Playing to Win, is a five-step strategy model designed to guide companies through the essential questions they must answer to achieve competitive advantage. The model includes defining your winning aspiration, determining where you will play, how you will win, what capabilities must be in place, and what management systems are required. Laifley and Martin emphasize the interconnectedness of these components, arguing that alignment among them is crucial for effective strategy execution. This model advocates for a focused approach, pushing companies to make hard choices about their priorities. It's not just about being in a market, but about choosing the right markets and then crafting strategies that make you unbeatable in those arenas. Secondly, winning aspirations. The concept of winning aspirations goes beyond just aiming to be successful. It deals with defining the very purpose of an organization. Laifley and Martin push leaders to envision an ambitious, yet achievable goal that clearly delineates what winning looks like for them. This vision should not be vague, but must be connected to concrete business outcomes. Winning aspirations set the stage for all strategic decisions, acting as the North Star that guides the company. Through various case studies from P&G, such as turning around the fate of the Febreze brand, the authors show how a clear, bold aspiration can ignite innovation and passion across an organization, fostering a culture that is relentlessly driven toward achieving those aspirational goals. Thirdly, where to play and how to win. The decisions regarding where to play and how to win are critical, as they determine the battlegrounds on which competition will occur and the tactics to be employed. Laifley and Martin argue that companies often spread themselves too thinly, trying to compete everywhere. Instead, they advocate for making deliberate choices about market segments in which to compete and types of customers to serve. This is about identifying the most valuable playing fields where the company has the strongest competitive advantage. Simultaneously, How to Win focuses on the unique value proposition and strategies that will enable the company to achieve superiority in the chosen sectors. By combining these decisions with illustrative examples from P&G, the book makes a compelling case for strategic focus and differentiation. Fourthly, developing core capabilities. The development and integration of core capabilities are what enable a company to execute its strategy effectively. Laifley and Martin stress that it's not just about having strengths, but about having the right strengths that are aligned with your strategic choices. This involves a deep analysis of the organization's current capabilities, identifying gaps, and prioritizing which capabilities are crucial to win in the chosen markets. The authors provide frameworks for thinking about capabilities in terms of a system that supports winning strategies, including examples of how P&G built capabilities around consumer understanding and brand management to solidify its market position. Lastly, management systems. The final piece of Laifley and Martin's strategy model focuses on the management systems required to support strategy implementation. This includes the structures, measures, and processes that help an organization align its actions with its strategic ambitions. The authors make a case that without the right systems in place, even the most brilliant strategies can falter. They discuss how management systems need to be designed to foster innovation, agility, and alignment throughout the organization, using PG's decision-making processes and innovation funnels as exemplars. This section underscores the importance of coherence between strategy and execution, offering a roadmap for companies to follow. In conclusion, Playing to Win: How Strategy Really Works is a testament to the power of strategic thinking backed by real-life success stories. It is a seminal work for business leaders, strategists, and anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of competitive advantage. The book demystifies strategy, making it accessible and actionable. Organizations looking to refine their strategic direction or enhance their competitive position will find invaluable insights in Laffley and Martin's methodologies. Individuals seeking to develop a strategic mindset will gain from the practical frameworks and examples provided. Ultimately, this book is for anyone who believes in the potential of strategy to transform businesses from players to winners in their respective fields, proving that with the right approach, victory is not just possible, but probable. If you would like to support A.G. Laffley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.